Fall is football season, but for so many families, it's also prime time for marching band, as the Friday Night Lights experience just wouldn't be complete without their music. KCR intern Sophia Gillespie spent some time with local marching bands and found out it's about more than just football. It's even more than just music.
We all know marching bands play the fight song during halftime and after every touchdown, keeping the spectator spirits high throughout the game, even through the cold and the rain. But did you know that there are also games just for marching bands?
Carrollton Trojan Marching Band, the field is yours for exhibition.
David Phillips is the high school band director for Carrollton and the festival director for Band Day.
I've been organizing Band Day for 14 years, but it's been going for 49 years.
Band Day is a festival that brings together 62 bands from all over northern Missouri, ranging from Kansas City to St. Louis, to compete. It is a perfect sunny 75-degree day with not a cloud in the sky. School buses roll up throughout the day, dropping off dozens of students with their instruments and uniforms, which, according to some Oak Grove students, are less than cushy.
It's really hot and sweaty.
Really, really hot. Really sweaty and really itchy.
It's so scratchy and uncomfortable,
but it's worth it.
It is worth it.
Students also show up with their school pride, determination seeping out of their pores. The town of Macon, located about an hour west of Hannibal, is a formidable force in the Missouri high school marching band scene. With a population of 5,500, Macon has won grand champion at Carrollton Band Day 10 out of the past 13 years. Darren Culliver is one of Macon's bass drum players. Surrounded by 85 bandmates, Darren is sounding fairly confident.
We have pretty good music this year, and have worked very hard to march.
And what songs will you be playing?
I just learned the name of the show like a couple weeks ago, so I don't know that.
What should we expect out on the field today?
Greatness.
The stands are packed with parents decked out in t-shirts that proudly state things like, "I'm with the band," or "Parent of a rock star." Right now, Warrensburg High School is in formation out on the field. About 100 students clad in red and white uniforms with long black plumes sticking out of their hats. The three drum majors, however, are all wearing various spy outfits, one of which is the colorful Austin Powers. Five judges sit in the press box, each with a special focus on the show at hand: music, marching, percussion, color guard, and general effect. Anthony Purcell judges that last category. He is the director of bands at the University of Central Missouri.
That's essentially how does the band perform musically and also with any kind of body movement, whether it's the drill related or just with their feet, and how that relates to the audience.
So what do you look for in a good performance?
Oh, good question. How well are they executing together? You know, do they all move together? Do they all stop together? But generally in this category, because it is such a hodgepodge category, I kind of look at how are they affecting the audience. Are they playing with emotion that makes sense?
Marching bands have not always been used to engage spectators and rally school spirit. Roger Kugler is the director of the International Center of Music at Park University. He says that marching bands originated in times of war to send signals across vast distances.
They would also lead the troops in marching from one place to another, not necessarily obviously in combat, but just to keep people in step and moving in time and moving together. And getting it would lift the men's spirits, and they would feel better about marching along together, and even would sing along to popular tunes and things like that as they march.
After World War I, with the introduction of the radio in the 1920s, the need for marching bands to signal and communicate strategic moves became obsolete. However, instead of calling it quits, marching bands began to fill roles in ceremonies and even became therapeutic. Mike Corrigan makes and repairs brass instruments in Kansas City. He knows a lot about band history.
A lot of these soldiers were in the trenches in the worst possible, worst imaginable situation fighting in a war. And when they came back after the war ended, it was kind of a shock for a lot of these soldiers. Drum and bugle corps started as a way for them to do something collectively and execute something together as a team.
These organized groups started in VFW posts and American Legions and spread to high schools and colleges.
The field shows we think about at halftime essentially evolved from drum and bugle corps.
Nowadays, Mike says, marching band is a staple of American football culture.
at halftime, that's an opportunity for the athletes to take a break. And it just logistically made perfect sense for the marching band to actually perform. And when you have a football field that's mapped out and gridded, it made a lot of sense for them to actually use the grid as a way of basically setting different pictures and things like that.
And now we also have huge marching band competitions like Carrollton Band Day, where they still march in military style. The Color Guard and dance teams even twirl props like swords, sabers, and guns. But just because they march in military style doesn't mean the theme of the show has to be warlike. Warrensburg High School band director Stephanie Sikelski says her school's performance has a spies theme.
So you'll see and hear music from Mission Impossible, Skyfall from James Bond, and then Soul Bossa Nova from Austin Powers.
Is there anything special to watch out for?
We're going to be dancing our booties off during Soul Bossa Nova.
And they definitely did. Macon High School is doing a pirate theme. The drum major is wearing a sea captain's outfit, complete with a long red jacket, triangle hat with large white feather, and black leather boots. He stands on top of a chest filled with shiny treasure while the band marches in waves around the field. These field shows are intricate performances with lots of moving parts. Instrumentalists, color guard, dance team, props. How are these shows even made? Sarah Corrigan is a field show choreographer, and yes, she's married to Mike Corrigan. Band directors come to her with music and a vague idea, and she takes it from there.
I did a show last year about arachnophobia, so I did a shape that looked like a spider. And the audience can visually see that spider. But you have to be careful when you're doing some shapes like that sometimes, because you have to pay attention to what instrument is moving around.
But we are getting ahead of ourselves. The first thing Sarah does is divide the score into natural sections or phrases and think about what can happen during those moments in the music. Her job is really about making the music come to life visually. Once she has found good points for breaks and changes, she moves to plotting out the show on specially designed marching band software.
This is Pieware 3D Basic. You can tell who is who because each of the letters represents something different. So a C is clarinet, M is mellophone, A is alto sax.
She plugs in the band specifications to detail, number of members, types of instruments, school colors, and even the mascot on the field. Then she gets to work creating the drill sets, which are the individual pictures you see during a performance.
Some shows with a band that doesn't have as much experience in marching, they might only have maybe 15 drill sets in a whole show. But for a lot of them that I write for, they'll have more like 30 sets in a song. So it can be, you know, up to 60 plus sets in your whole show.
In other words, that is a lot of running around the field. But not only are they just running around, they are keeping time, marching 170 beats a minute for 7 minutes straight. They are also playing challenging music and carrying instruments.
A flute is a lighter weight instrument, so they might be able to move further easier, but the sousaphones are the big ones that wrap around your body, and you can't necessarily always take bigger steps with that.
These students and their directors and choreographers rehearse hours before and after school, and even weeks in the summer months to prepare their field shows for halftime and for competitions like Carrollton Band Day.
Is your band ready? The band is ready.
Ken Greiner is a retired high school band director of 30 years. He knows from experience why students volunteer for such a time-consuming and strenuous activity.
Because they love it. They love the whole idea about it. And they get the crowd reaction. I mean, it's impressive.
Much like it was used as a way to foster camaraderie with fellow soldiers in times of war, today's marching band, over 100 years after the end of World War I, is still a place for high school students to form relationships with one another. Rue Grimsley is a flute player from Oak Grove High.
It's my passion. Like, music has been my passion for forever, and it helps me channel all of the bad things into my marching and being better and great. Our band is just like a huge little family.
And it is very entertaining to watch this family perform. Gary Grigsby has been announcing the bands at Carrollton Band Day since the early 1980s. He has seen a lot of change over the years.
Oh, the bands are becoming much more professional. Their musicianship has greatly increased, and we're seeing every year we're seeing it increase a notch in competitiveness.
But David Phillips, the organizer of Carrollton Band Day, knows that marching is so much more than just a way to get a trophy.
You know, for me, it's an opportunity for the kids to be successful. All the kids to be successful. We don't put anybody on the bench. We have them all out there. They're all contributing 100%, doing the very best job they can.
After 9 long hours of competition and judge deliberation, it is finally time for the award ceremony. The stands and surrounding area are jam-packed with band members and their parents. The drum majors, still in full costume, are lined up on the football field, proud representatives of their high schools.
And now, for the grand champion, this year's winner, drum roll please. And you got it, it's Maker!
Everyone is out here high in spirits, building community, and making music. But it is also fun to win. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Sophia Gillespie.
One marching band will be representing Kansas City at the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade tomorrow in New York City, the Blue Springs High School Golden Regiment.